In a press conference today, Department of Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano said the oil spill recovery effort is unprecedented, and so getting it right won't be easy.
The damage continues to unfold over the course of days, weeks, and now months, and it's not hours or days, which is the way one normally thinks of an oil spill. And of course, a disaster of this size leads to unforeseen challenges.
Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen said a key unknown is wind, which the oil slick's recent change in direction demonstrates.
We have seen the oil change direction. It was generally heading east to the panhandle of Florida. Because of wind conditions and current, we now see oil start to enter Mississippi Sound and areas around Chandelier and Breton Sound. We're very concerned about that. We're moving forces there as we speak.
Another variable, one far more ominous than wind, is looming on the horizon.
If we have to evacuate the site because of a hurricane, we estimate that there could be a break of about 14 days to take down the equipment, move it off to a safe place, and bring it back and reestablish the drilling.
Days ago, the projected path of Tropical Storm Alex presented a nightmare scenario, prompting Senator Bill Nelson to write a letter to Allen urging preparation. Now, with the system expected to go inland at the Texas-Mexico border, the worst-case scenario isn't currently imminent. But Allen said swells of 12 feet would hinder BP's ability to bring a third recovery vessel online, one he says would bring the amount of recovered oil up to 53,000 barrels each day.
I think that the maximum impact of Alex passing by could produce seas of 10 to 12 feet sometime in the next 36 hours or so. The only impact that will have ongoing operations will be potential delay of the preparations for the Helix Producer, which would be the third production vessel, would take us to a capacity of 53,000 barrels.
Over a 24-hour period that ended at midnight, Allen said BP collected more than 24,000 barrels. Meanwhile, Florida Governor Charlie Crist was in Pensacola today, renewing his call for a special state legislative session to develop a constitutional amendment that would ban drilling in state waters if voters approve it in November.
You know, we're in a different economy than Mississippi and Louisiana and Alabama, frankly. We depend on tourism. It is critical. We are a state that our economy is inextricably linked to our environment. You've got 85 million people a year come to visit Florida throughout the state.
The governor said that to pursue further offshore drilling in the Gulf would defy logic, given that the biggest environmental disaster in U.S. history is currently unfolding in the Gulf. This comes the same day the head of OPEC said he hopes the federal government reconsiders its moratorium on deep-sea drilling. Crist also said he was disappointed at how slow the claims process has been for those seeking compensation for money and livelihood lost in the wake of the disaster.
We want to make sure that those monies get out ASAP, as quickly as possible, because small business owners need it, individuals need it, the fishing industry needs it, and we want to just make sure that that process makes sense and isn't one of these where it's continually changing and moving, so there's a different application one day and then another application another day, and they have five different applications they got to go through before they actually get it acted upon. That starts to defy common sense very quickly.
And today in Jacksonville, Senator Bill Nelson also expressed disappointment in the speediness of the claims process.
They are sending money to the states, as they've sent about $50 million to Florida to do an advertising campaign to tell people to come on to Florida, our beaches are fine. But the problem has been that the payments have not been made in a timely fashion. For example, I talked to all the emergency operations center in each county in the Gulf Coast where the oil has been hitting, even if it's just little tar balls, and all the money that they've expended in advance to get prepared for it, they have not been reimbursed. As of last Friday afternoon, they still had not been reimbursed.
And in Louisiana, that state's health secretary is again asking BP for $10 million to provide mental health services to state residents affected by the disaster. This comes less than 1 week after the suicide of a private boat captain in Alabama who had been working on the relief effort. For WMNF News, I'm Kate Bradshaw.